Welcome to COG. I would take a motion to consider the previous meeting minutes of August 19th, 2022.
Are they good?
I think so.
Okay,
I can't do them.
I move we approve.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number three, financial update. Susanna.
Hey, total available funds in your unobligated funds, you're looking at about $2.3 million, $862,000 in your preservation funds, $1.2 million in construction grant, and another $287,000 in construction revolving loan funds.
Now that's after all the latest appropriations?
Yes.
Wow. Why am I surprised? I am surprised.
They grow pretty fast, about $150,000 in a month.
How much in a month?
About $150,000.
Okay. Any questions for Susanna?
Keep that baby growing.
Okay. Thank you. Item number four, approval and update of the 2023 Master Priority Corridor Preservation Project List. That you?
Yeah, we have to do this every year. It's part of the legislation that we basically set aside corridors that we will allow funding or proposals for funding to come into. Everybody wanted to keep the same list except for one addition. It was coming from Ivins, and that's 400 West Street and 450 North to Old Highway 91. Staff has looked at it. It does meet the criteria, and so we would recommend that you pass this priority list with that addition.
I'd like a motion to pass it with the additional Warden Ivins.
You have a motion?
Second.
And
conflict
second?
Of interest.
Okay, we have a motion, a second, and a conflict. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes.
Well, Mayor, you're not
I abstain.
Okay, item five. Ivan City requests additional funding from the COG to pay for additional right of way for Old Highway 91 corridor.
Want me to address that?
Yes.
So, I'll move forward here a little bit. We originally got some money from the COG before to do some acquisition. There were two properties that we were not planning on doing any acquisition on. And some things have changed. We had a city council member come in and say that they wanted to adjust some things in the design, which required these two additional properties to get acquired. We do actually have agreements that are willing sellers, and we're only asking for
$163,200.
Yeah.
The land.
Yeah. So we've already got the appraisals. We're working on appraisal reviews as we speak. And as soon as we have those, we should be having agreements in place for the purchase right away. So I don't know if you have any questions on it other than that.
Was that the, did I see a news article on that? Change of design? Is St. George News maybe?
Or? You know, I am not caught up on anything that published this weekend. I was out of town.
I saw the article you were talking about.
He was definitely there on Thursday night when we were talking about it, so that probably is the same.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And you feel good about the change, the design change buckets?
Yes, I think we're.
It's part of the long-term plan anyway, so we'd be coming some point in the future.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you.
What was the total dollar amount?
$163,200.
And how much property are we talking about? Just right away?
So the corridor is 160-foot right away. We have 100 feet already, and so it's an additional 30 feet on the north side in this case for one property. The other property is actually a residential property, and we negotiated it down to an average of about 18 feet. So we're not actually, and they actually are requesting that we just purchase an easement, so we save some money there too, because
We're not paying full 100% fee. It's just a 50% fee on the easement.
So is that a pretty good going price for that kind of property?
According to the appraisals, it's $250,000 an acre is what the appraisals came in at. It's
so
pretty outrageous, if you ask me.
Can this money go to purchase an easement just for an easement, not a right of way?
Yeah, we've purchased easements before for excavation easements or utility easements. We have easements.
That's going to have a facility bill on it?
It's going to be a trail easement because it's where the paved trail goes. It'll be a trail, landscaping, any signage that goes along with the highway, and anything pertinent to those uses is what the easement will be written for. And public utilities.
Okay. Council members, your thoughts on the request?
Chair, I feel good about it. I'm prepared to make a motion that we approve item 5, which is $163,200 for right-of-way acquisition on the old Highway 91 corridor.
I'll second.
Can I have you stipulate that comes from the construction grant fund?
Yes, and I'll add to my motion that the funding comes from the construction grant fund.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. Anything else that needs to be discussed? Take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved. We adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.